Regulation changes from the Office of Personnel Management will help agencies design performance appraisal systems for senior executives. Steve Shee is Deputy Associate Director for Senior Executive Services and Performance Management at OPM. He tells Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson about some of the changes.
I'm really excited to talk about this effort. We began this effort in 2011 through a broad interagency collaboration with over 30 different agencies to come together to talk about improving SES performance management. Out of those discussions came a common approach consistent with the standards and the policy set by OPM. We also created a basic government-wide performance appraisal system tool and made that available to agencies. That tool embodies all of the good components and practices of performance management for senior executives, cross-referenced and benchmarked against multi-sector organizations, including the private sector. And now we are going about the issuance of new regulations at 5 CFR 430 subpart C to help standardize that common framework that we created and to promulgate consistent performance appraisal system standards across the federal government for all senior executive service leaders.
So what are the main points? What's changing here?
Ultimately, we are taking an approach to apply a consistent method of communicating and evaluating performance expectations for senior executive service members. By statute, agencies have the discretion to design and to implement different senior executive service performance appraisal systems, so that this enables the federal government to use a common approach. And right now, departments and agencies have voluntarily adopted the basic tool that we created at a rate of approximately 94%. I can get into the specifics if you'd like.
That'd be great.
So the common approach that we are emphasizing in these new regulations will ensure that agencies build common components and practices into their performance appraisal systems for SES members. These include planning and communicating performance, monitoring performance, appraising and rating performance, appropriately using performance results for pay, development, retention, and other personnel actions, and ensuring agency training on and evaluation of performance management systems. Additionally, OPM will continue to review these systems to help promote good performance management implementation. And this will be including examining agencies' alignment, consultation, results, balance, assessments of agency performance, oversight by the agency head, accountability, performance differentiation, pay differentiation, training, and communication. So these are all components and practices that we know from research and experience promote good performance management. Many agencies are already doing this. The new regulations will help us take a consistently high quality and high value approach across the federal government.
What does that oversight look like within each agency?
Each agency is required to establish one or more performance review boards, and these PRBs oversee the implementation of performance management throughout the agency. That includes the design of the performance appraisal systems, how they're operated, the procedures, the requirements, the day-to-day operational implementation of the systems by rating officials and by employees. OPM has the authority to review all agency performance appraisal systems and to approve them before agencies may operate them. And for the SES, we also have a certification process where agencies can submit their systems to OPM for review for certification. And once we determine that certification is warranted based upon good performance management implementation, that certification enables agencies to access a higher pay range, pay rate for their senior executive service members.
And when is that something that's already begun, the certification process, or is that yet to come?
The certification and approval processes are already in place by law, and we've been operating them for many years. What the new regs do, again, is it will help promote a common approach to SES performance management across the federal government, an approach that we believe will be high quality, will help agencies accomplish their missions more effectively, and then will make it easier for them to get OPM approval and certification.
What can SESers expect, any changes coming from this?
I'm hoping that SES members will be able to see improved performance management. what I like to make sure that I tell people is that the regulations provide only a framework, and even the basic system that we created that 94% of agencies have voluntarily adopted is only a tool. And the effectiveness of any type of tool is only as good as how it's used. So ultimately, agencies will have to make sure that even with an improved tool and a framework and a process, that they use it well. But what I do expect is that this tool and this framework will enable OPM to provide leadership to the federal government, moving beyond just the basic components and process activities of current performance appraisal systems. Right now, many organizations and other sectors are abandoning performance appraisal systems. At OPM and in the federal government, we believe that there's a strong value associated with the continued use of performance management systems. So we're not abandoning performance management. We're applying performance management plus. We're going to do more. And what that plus is employee engagement. We will continue to encourage agencies to use their performance appraisal systems well as a foundation, but we also understand that effective performance management requires much more than just the use of these systems a few times a year. The effective performance management really requires rating officials and their employees to have regular check-ins, high-quality interactions, availability of timely and helpful valid data to assess progress, multidimensional feedback from different stakeholders, a focus on coaching and development to empower employees, and also a focus on ensuring that employees are engaged and then have a path to success as well. We very much agree with GAO's recent findings on the drivers of high performance. These are the following components: information from leaders, more frequent and high-quality discussions between rating officials and employees, the use of timely and relevant data to measure performance and provide feedback, involvement of employees in decisions affecting their performance, prioritization on career development and training, inclusive work environment, and work life and wellness. And so the current administration and OPM are very much focused on placing an emphasis on these high drivers of these drivers of high performance, which all relate to employee engagement as a way to unlocking a high performance culture.
Now, you wrapped up the comment period. Who weighed in and what are some of the comments you received?
We received comments from federal agencies, a private association for career federal executives, and one private individual. These regulations are also the result of, again, the interagency efforts that we commenced in 2011. Recommendations from a most recent cross-agency working group that originally was involved in the design of the basic SES appraisal system and that have been working with OPM on improving our SES performance appraisal system certification process.
Anything that you feel we should add?
The SES was originally created in 1978 as a result of the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. And the system was designed to provide government-wide enterprise cadre of senior executives to provide strategic leadership across the federal government and to ensure continuity of government operations. At the same time, management authority was divided between OPM at the enterprise level and federal agencies at the operational level on managing these personnel. So the approach that we've taken because of this original vision of the SES is a consistent one to foster a very high-quality, consistent approach that's applicable to all SES across all agencies. And at the same time, our approach has ensured that we built in flexibility for agency discretion to apply their expertise on their needs, their specific mission, and the skills and the priorities required of their senior executives so that they can customize these systems to meet their needs. I'm very excited about this tremendous, significant accomplishment and a solution that's available to really improve efficiency, quality, equity, transferability, and operations for all federal agencies and for all senior executives.